I believe that many who voted for Donald Trump love our country, our Constitution, and our ideals of freedom. So I try sometimes to articulate how Donald Trump endangers what we all love. He's so convincing, sarcastically complimenting Democrats on creating the impeachment case, quote, from nothing, unquote. You wouldn't know that the nonpartisan Government Accounting Office concluded that Trump's Ukraine fiasco broke the law. He speaks of his perfect conversation with the Ukrainian president as if his own people hadn't tried to hide the phone call's summary to protect him. I've never liked Trump, but I hope and believe that I'd also stand up against a president whose policies I liked if he or she were endangering our judiciary, our separation of powers, our Bill of Rights, and so much of our government. Trump says only lily-livered Democrats criticize him. But John Bolton, his hand-picked national security advisor, called the Ukraine episode that drug deal and wouldn't participate. Bolton says Trump is lying. The Senate refused even to hear him. Senator Romney, a prominent Republican but deeply religious, defied Trump by voting to impeach on one count, citing Trump's illegal and deeply repugnant conduct. The impeachment witnesses were respected longtime diplomats, including a highly decorated war vet, plus Trump's own Ambassador Sondland, who'd contributed big bucks to help Trump reach the White House. This week, Trump punished some witnesses and threatened others for testifying under oath. Lying could have meant prison, and the documents supported their testimony. While sacking folks for telling the truth, Trump interfered with the sentencing of his pal Roger Stone. Federal prosecutors recommended 7 to 9 years in prison. Trump screamed, and his Department of Justice slunk back into court to suggest lighter sentences, as the four prosecutors resigned from the case. Trump does things U.S. leaders have never done, openly at least, things Putin, Stalin, Hitler, and Franco were infamous for, things that directly contradict our rights as U.S. citizens. We have freedom of speech. Our courts are independent of the executive branch. Most states prohibit sacking someone for whistleblowing or testifying. We want people to speak out candidly and testify truthfully. Dictators interfere to get a crooked crony off or misuse the law to punish people who criticize them. That ain't the U.S. as our founders conceived it. John Peter Zenger must be barfing in his grave. Attorney General William Barr, once a principled conservative lawyer, has been licking Trump's boots. Trump congratulated Barr for recommending a lighter sentence for Stone. Justice Department lawyers were so outraged that Barr announced that Trump's improper and bullying tweets were making it impossible for Barr to do his job. I share the common skepticism about politicians. Much is wrong with our government, I get that. I too have wanted to throw a monkey wrench into the works. But now, we all need to face the fact that Trump is a dangerous con man. Nothing more.